You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends. Streaming live on the Big Woo radio app. Here's your host, Big
NBA, NFL,
it's game time.
March Madness, BCS. It's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. In fact, check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Bick, Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and he's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is game time here in Off Topic Sports, Big Woo Radio. We got your sports topics today. Got the crew in the building, man. Got my man Big Les in the building. He's going to coach him up a little later on. Got James J.T. Thompson in the building. He got you over and under for you. And then hopefully the other fellas will get in here a little later on. The Donnie Martin and Pastor Fight come and join us as well. We got the NBA playoffs, man. The Lakers have exited the playoffs, and I would say gracefully, but it's never gracefully. When you lose, and you're not happy about it. LeBron James, it's been a long time since he hadn't been in the finals. Well, it ain't been that long. Last year before last, or something like that, when he got hurt. First came to the Lakers, he missed the playoffs, but won a championship the next year. Now this year, exits in the first round. Is one of the topics today is LeBron James on the decline, or was it just a matter of injuries this year? Which, when you get older, you got those injuries, and that's kind of a telltale sign. You know, we knew Anthony Davis was a little prone to injury; could have happened any time. Fortunately for them, last year he was able to be healthy, and they won a championship. My question is, will they be back? Will the Lakers be back? And I will talk to the fellas about that in just a little bit. Amongst other things going on in the world of sports, we'll talk about it all. We'll try to chop it up about it all before we end the show. But I want to let you know the show today is brought to you by... who we bringing about today? Wine 49. Wine 49, my cousin Sissy, she doing some big things with some wine, y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all about how to pair wines with different foods and how to adjust your palate to make the wine taste even better. So hit her up on Wine 49. I had her phone number, but I forgot it. Don't have it with me right now. Hey, let me tell y'all, it was not a rough night last night. It was a cool night, but it was busy yesterday. Shouts out to my girl, Nayana Renee, having her event at Waterbean Coffee. 616 North Tryon Street, North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte. It was a dope event. It was great. One mic stand at the one woman show, Nayana Renee. It was very erotic. Gotta say that. It was very erotic. It was adults only thing. So it was after hours kind of event. But it was fun, and it kept me busy. And I was running around here trying to get my mics out my briefcase and all that stuff, get the show going. Forgot I had all that stuff all up in my briefcase. But it was a great show. I'm just a little discombobulated. If you didn't see it, go to Nayana's Instagram or website or whatever and check out some of the video. You will be, it's eye-popping. Let's just put it that way. It is eye-popping. NayanaRenee.com. Go check it out as we welcome in Pastor Fight. Pastor Fight, come on in, man. What's up?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. We got Big Les in the building. What's going on, Big Les?
Man, ain't nothing going on, man. Just enjoying a beautiful day, man, here in Ohio, man.
There you go. It is a beautiful day. I think all the country is beautiful today. Enjoy it while you can, because everybody ain't going to always, it ain't always going to be beautiful. As we also welcome in man James, JT Thompson. What's going on, player?
Let me tell you, Woo, I kind of started off our topics tonight with a few things on my brain. Like, we are 2 hours away from a fight that I got a 2-cent coin on. But I'm looking forward to Chad Ochocinco fighting in the belt on a 4-round exhibition tonight.
Oh, wow.
And I also had a dollar on the fact that there was somebody that went and bought a grapefruit after they viewed video from last night. There's no doubt about that.
Boy, I was like, nah, give me that grapefruit. I'm going to take, give me that grapefruit. If y'all don't know, if you haven't seen it, please go to Niana's Instagram, and you'll know what me and James J.T. Thompson are talking about. I think I got my man Dallas Donnie Martin on the line. Is that you, Donnie?
Yes, sir. That would be me.
Okay. It didn't bring your name up today, so I had a feeling it was you.
Came in low-key.
Yeah. Flew under the radar today. Well, absolutely. Again, Wine 49, go check it out. Wine 49 on Facebook. The 49 is just the number 49, W-I-N-E, 49. 49 stands for the 49ers. She's a big 49er fan. And it's okay, whatever. So we still promote for family. She family still. Even though she's a 49er fan, she's still family. I guess I got to help her out. But let's kick it off. With the Lakers. The Lakers lost. It wasn't too ugly, but it wasn't pretty. Injuries. I mean, of course, the Laker fans are gonna say, "Oh, it was the injuries." And some other people on the outside looking in might be like, "Yeah, maybe LeBron is old. He's 37. Anthony Davis is injury prone." I think the Lakers will put pieces around those guys so next time when a situation comes and both of them get hurt, somebody can step up, because some of the guys that they had as role players did not do what they were supposed to do in the situation that they were supposed to do it in. And I think it caused them their downfall. Just when you got two superstars that carry the team, and without them, the team is nothing. LeBron can only do so much with the supporting cast he got. Let's start with you, Adonis Donnie Martin, our NBA analyst, our basketball resident. Are the Lakers done for? Are they? Is this a ship that is going down, or can they salvage this and sail on?
I mean, well, they can obviously sail on. I mean, because you still have two of the top 10 NBA players in the league on your team. So it's a matter of putting the pieces around them again next year. I do feel like they lost a lot from last year's team with those Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondos. Those guys were good veterans that they needed down the stretch. I think we're far enough into Kyle Kuzma's career to realize that he is who he is, and he may not be the solid three that you need. But and I'm not trying to make any excuses for LeBron James, because he had an injury filled year, and not to mention he didn't play as aggressive as we wanted him to play down on the stretch of these last couple of games in the playoffs. But to me, the onus is on Anthony Davis. I mean, you have to be there, like you alluded to, Big Woo. LeBron ain't no spring chicken no more. He got a lot of miles on them. It's supposed to be Anthony Davis's team, and it's time to pass that torch.
Yeah.
And even with all the injuries, Anthony Davis averaged his third lowest point total in his NBA career this season, and not to mention his rebounds have fallen off over the last few years. And just like everyone else in the league, he is a big man is spending more time around that three-point line than he is in the paint. And all of those factor in. I mean, young man, this is going to be your team. You got maybe 2 years left of good LeBron James. I mean, even bad LeBron James is still probably going to give you 18 points a game. But you only got a couple of more years of LeBron playing at this type of level, assuming he can even do it for two more years. I think we're asking a lot of this man.
Wow,
but
yeah.
Let's just say he does. At what point do you step up and take over this team, Anthony Davis? Like, in the future, the Lakers are going to be looking to build around you. And at the moment, I don't feel like he's giving them anything to build around, A, mostly because of his health. But even still, when you are healthy, you just aren't producing like a second superstar is supposed to for at this point in time.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the Lakers can obviously rebuild. You got two good players on your team. You're going to have to fix some pieces in the offseason, and more importantly, try to get healthy so that you can have some practice time and get some chemistry with whatever new group you bring in. But they'll be back. It's L.A. Free agents want to go to L.A. Obviously, you get a chance to play with LeBron and AD, so it's going to be interesting offseason. No excuses for LeBron. He should have played better, but the Lakers just weren't that good this year, just flat out. It's better teams than the Los Angeles Lakers. They finished in the 7th seed for a reason.
Sure, sure. Coach Les, is this a team that is tired? I mean, maybe fatigued. I mean, there's been a lot of basketball playing going on in the past 2 years for the LeBron James's AD, you know, the Lakers, not the whole Lakers squad, obviously, but for your two stars, they've been playing a lot of basketball in the past 2-3 years. Could that be a factor, or should we not make that excuse for, you know, the King and the King's, you know, assistant or whatever?
I mean, the time that they played is definitely is a factor. I mean, they've been playing almost 2 years with like a month and a half break.
Yeah.
So look how Miami went out. Like they went out like they just basically just was tired. Like they was ready for the season to be over. There was no fight.
Yeah.
And Miami, to me, they don't have championship talent, but they always played hard. And you did not see that when Miami played.
Mm.
But also with the Lakers. They made some, I think they moved too fast, and they should have signed Dwight Howard, you know, because they had nobody to fill in AD when he got hurt, so they never should have let him go. They let somebody, Rondo. That was the key. I kept telling people all the time, man, Rondo was the key to Lakers winning the championship last year. And if you don't agree with that, Magic Johnson has already come out publicly and dogged Schroeder and doesn't want the Lakers to re-sign him. So, you know, I just think they made some mistakes. They should have signed Rondo. They never should let him go. I was surprised that Rondo even left the Lakers, because I sure would have signed him. I mean, I don't know what tape everybody else was watching, but when he came in, he always was an impact.
Yeah.
And so I just think the Lakers will have to, they'll need some people to, they need some people who can replace AD. Now, I'm not saying for the short, long haul, but for the short haul in case he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And they got to get some sparing minutes. You know, once he came out, man, the Phoenix tore the paint up.
Yeah.
They ate, you know, they came in the paint and just ate. And so you got to have somebody protecting the paint, man. And so I'm sure they'll make some changes. But right now with LeBron, you still can't bet against him.
Yeah. Pastor Fight, do you think the Lakers just, you know, was a little too cocky about the two great players that they had and was like, yeah, we could just put anybody here, you know, Rondo want more money, or we got to pay these guys more money? Because if it's broke, why try to fix what ain't broke when you win a championship with these very guys and you can keep them? If you have the opportunity to keep everybody intact, why change? You know, I think Pastor Fight, do you think the Lakers were just a little too cocky about winning the championship with LeBron and AD?
Well, I don't think the Lakers as an organization were too cocky. I think LeBron James realized that he is not a general manager. This is LeBron James's team. He has to take the blame for this team's, first of all, them being a 7th overall seed in the playoffs. That's the first problem. Their team was just not good. I mean, without AD and without LeBron James on the court together at the same time, the team is not good. When AD got hurt, LeBron, during the season, LeBron had to carry him. AD started to come back, then LeBron gets hurt. Now AD has to carry the team. And you end up a 7 seed without your two best superstars on the court at no given time. Think about it. Last year, you had a lot of great shooters on that team. You had J.R. Smith, Deion Waiters. You had Danny Green all around the perimeter that's able to create their own shot and to get shots in the playoffs. So LeBron can take breaks. He was just called upon to be a superstar when he needed to be, with last year's championship team. And then on top of that, when you are aging the way you are, you got to understand playing in that bubble was just a mental breakdown. You know what I mean? And for them to win was a great accomplishment. But to then turn around 2 months later and start a whole nother season with no practical off season, this team is too old for that. So you trade Dwight Howard and get Andre Drummond, and you end up getting Mark Gasol is on their team now. And you got two big men who never showed up when AD was hurt. So here we are with all of these issues, and now, the team is lackluster, and they're trash, in my opinion, without LeBron and without AD. It's not a great team holistically.
Absolutely. JT, what are your thoughts on that, what Pastor Fight just said?
Man, I had to agree. And then on top of that, I say salt is rubbed in the wound by the Clippers' advance. So, the Lakers got to go back to the drawing board and figure it out if they want to get back to staying in elite play. My thing is this. When AD got hurt, LeBron and them look like Sphinx looked like when he had to come out and he had to fight Tyson. Like, there was no fight, no whatsoever.
None.
There was. I'm looking at a game that I turned off the Laker game three times in a row at halftime because I knew it would. The Lakers weren't gonna do anything. No. So again, they played a lot of basketball, but it's at a pro level. It was their time. They played like a 7 seed, playing a 2 seed. Phoenix played the better basketball. They move on. And the teams that are supposed to move on are the ones that are, that are making it on through. And I think it makes for better basketball and better playoff basketball because nobody wants the Lakers or anybody else that wasn't playing up the par to be making it through the playoffs and you don't have the best team. So I think – the cream of the crop is beginning to rise out. We're going to get some great, playoff basketball moving forward.
Yeah. 704-489-3316, Big Woo Radio. That's the number to get in if you want to get in and holler at us about this topic, about the Lakers. What you think the Lakers are going to do? Are they going to come back and be the great team that they were a year ago and the way they were at the beginning of the season before AD and LeBron got hurt? Will they, or is this a down, it's the downslide for the Lakers again, aging LeBron, hurting or ailing Anthony Davis? Should they blow it up and start over? Maybe try to get some another superstar in there to build around. LeBron is 37, man. Do y'all expect him to be the Tom Brady of basketball and play into his 40s, mid-40s? Maybe he could, and just be pedestrian, just be somebody that's a role player in his mid-40s. I don't know, man. I can't see him playing to 40 years old. I mean, that's when it hit me. And I'm not trying to say I was a LeBron James when I was playing basketball as a kid, but I played into I think 40. When I turned 40 is when I realized that playing basketball and the things I was going to have to deal with for the next 2 weeks with my knees was just not worth it. Now I wasn't making millions upon millions of dollars. Would I have dealt with the 2 weeks of pain that I would if I was making $100 million? Probably. I'm playing until I'm 45 with that pain. It's just too much pain to deal with. And I think, LeBron will realize he's got enough money. He's got enough championship. He's accomplished everything. He's done everything, especially by the time he's 40. That's 3 more years. He's definitely going to put some more records under his belt, as far as points go and statistics and things like that. But I don't see him playing past 40. So he's got 3 more years at best, I think 3 more years and he's going to be done. But AD, on the other hand, he may have 3 more years because he's just so prone to be hurt all the time. If you're not, nobody's going to keep you on their team if you only giving them half a season every year. You only can play half a season and you making terrible amounts of money. That's just not going to happen. Again, 704-489-3316. So before we go to break, next after the break, we're going to touch on some, there's a lot of stuff going on in football. JT hit on the basket, the boxing thing. So a couple of things we want to talk about, but I do want to get in here. We had, we made our predictions who will win the NBA championship on May 23rd. And JT, I want to find out if any of you guys want to change your pick. Obviously, I'm going to have to change mine because I picked the Lakers. But you other guys, I think, still in the running. Wait a minute. Maybe JT not. Is the Washington Wizards still in it? I don't think they are.
We went out.
They done.
That's
yeah.
A negative.
So JT and myself, we will definitely have to pick again. Donnie went with Brooklyn, then changed it to Milwaukee. Past the fight went with the Clippers. Big Les with the Sixers. So I want to find out if Donnie Pacify Big Les want to change their pick. Big Les, are you rolling with the Sixers? They went down to Atlanta by 4 in game 1.
I'm gonna stick with them, man. I think they just got to make some adjustments. They start playing too late. So
it was a high scoring game too. It was a high scoring game.
Yeah. So. The team I'm kind of watching that could be kind of dangerous is Phoenix.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take my pick, but Phoenix, man, they if Chris Paul can stay healthy, they got a shot, man. I like the kid, Aiden, the way he plays inside.
Yeah.
Granted, Anthony Davis didn't play the whole game, so I would have to see him on this next matchup, but they got something, man. They got a little something. Them dudes play hard, too.
Yeah. Past the fight, the Clippers look like they got a nice shot in the arm by beating Dallas in their series of four games to 3. So the Clippers move on after beating Dallas 126-111 today. Past the fight, you're looking good so far. The Clippers, after a shaky start, look like they didn't have anything for Luka Doncic, but they got through it, and they won the series. So past the fight, you stand with your pick. Pass the fight. We still got pass the fight on the line. Yeah, he's there. He's there, but he's not there. Maybe his phone is on mute. Pass the fight. Put your phone on. Take your phone on mute. All right, anyway, Donnie, you got the Milwaukee Bucks.
After game 1 against Brooklyn, I would like to change my answer, but I'm not going to. I would like to see 3 or 4 games into this series. Let me slow myself down and think about this. Milwaukee didn't look too good last night, is what I'm trying to get at. Mm-hmm. But I definitely feel like this is going to be a long series. Brooklyn didn't even have Harden last night and was able to, pretty much dominate, not dominate, but be in command of that game the whole game. Kyrie right. played out of his mind. Kevin Durant was playing hell of a defense. Heck, even Blake Griffin chipped in with a nice double-double and a couple of dunks. So Brooklyn looked real scary to me yesterday, and considering they didn't even have James Harden on the floor, it causes a lot of concern. But I definitely want to go ahead and say if Milwaukee can come back strong in game 2, even if they don't win game 2, if they can come back strong and make it a good game, I still feel good about them for the rest of the series. If they get blew out in this second game, though, look out. They might be in trouble.
Well,
I'm thinking with Milwaukee as of now.
I'm Harden might have helped the Nets by not being there. It is playoff basketball.
I mean, I do feel like at some time the Nets have we seldom get a good look at the big three together this year. But it is only one basketball and a lot of egos to feed. And my main concern out of those three big three is Kyrie. I think James is at the point in his career where he's obviously always been a pretty good passer. But he's willing to sacrifice a little more and he realizes he's the new guy. But Kyrie wants his number. So if it comes down to where them other two guys are shining, I could definitely see Kyrie running some ISO plays to get himself the ball, which might affect team chemistry long term. So we'll see how it works with those three together.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you need 3 or 4 games to see how this is going to come out, you may not get that opportunity.
You think
it's going to be a sweep? I don't like the way Milwaukee looked last night, but this is the NBA. You can lose by 30 one night and win by 30 the next. So it's all about is Milwaukee going to make the adjustments and hit better shots. They didn't shoot worth a crap yesterday. They only hit 4 threes out of like 26. If they even hit half of those, we got a whole nother ball game. So it's going to be key, though.
Yeah, I don't think they'll sweep them. This is the second round, it gets a little better, but it's just hard to stop those three guys if they're all on.
Yeah,
guys like Blake Griffin and them that can step up out of nowhere, and Landry Shamet, guys like that to come out of nowhere on that Brooklyn team. Because when you focus on that big three, somebody's open, and those other guys have found a way to fill their niche.
on that team, and they do it pretty well. So Brooklyn is definitely a scary team if they can play with some chemistry.
True that. Brooklyn is scary. Is Pastor Fight you back, Pastor Fight?
Yeah, I'm back. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
All right. That's all right. You still rolling with the Clippers? They did win their series, 4-3, and it's looking good for them so far.
Well, you know, it happened just the way I thought it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Look, you can't, you know, I never had a doubt whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I've actually had people texting me because I predicted them in another group as well. And, you know, they texted me talking about, you know, you want to change your pick. You know what I'm saying? You know, you want to go back because they're about to get out of here. No home team has won a game. I said, look, man, calm down. You got to also understand who you're dealing with. Kawhi ain't an easy out. You know what I mean? And what did I tell you? Game 6, Game 7, Kawhi showed you why he's Kawhi. Mm-hmm. And, man, you know, the thing about this team now is what people got to understand is this team with Rondo, Paul George, this team right here is now battle tested. That Dallas team, and if y'all remember a couple weeks ago, I said whoever wins this series is going to represent the West. So for Dallas to have them where they had them and still end up losing, I think Dallas is one consistent piece away from being that next tier team. And the Clippers just showed everybody that they can turn it on at any given moment. And if they can play consistent basketball in the games like they won, they're going all the way. The only team I see that's going to give them a tough one, I think Phoenix is playing good ball right now and out of the West. Out of the West, I think Phoenix is about the only other team that's really going to give them a run. But right now they got Utah next. And I think that they're going to win Utah, I think, in 6. They're going to beat them in 6, and then they'll be there.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Wu, real quickly, speaking of Dallas, I was just looking at them, man, and I think they're a few pieces away. What I would like to see them do, I think they need a point guard, and I think they need an athletic big, you know, somebody like what's the guy that used to play with Toronto and Oklahoma City?
Serge Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka. Mm. And I think they need another scorer. Somebody who can score. Like, they got a lot of jump shooters, but they don't have somebody that can really score the ball outside of Luka. And the reason I say they should get a point guard, because when he brings the ball up the floor, you got 10 eyes looking at him. Mm-hmm. But if you can get a point guard and get him off the ball, now you got him coming off screens. You got him moving. You can down screen for him. There's a lot of ways you can free him where he's not the vocal, visual point of the offense.
Right, okay,
And I was just looking at that today, man. I was like, man, they not far. But, yeah, like, I just wanted to jump in past that. Brought that up.
I want to piggyback on both of y'all real quick. Because let me say this real quick. I don't know how that's going to work. As much as I almost agree with you, if you take that ball out of Luka's hands, I don't think he's as effective as a player. Same way with James Harden. James Harden, we know he can shoot the lights out. But James Harden, that job ain't to sit in the corner and wait for somebody else to make a play for him and or run off screens. He needs that ball in his hand to be effective. So I feel like that's the same with Luka. But what Pastor Fight was saying and what both of y'all were saying led me to this. We're talking about how Phoenix is improving. We're talking about how Dallas is improving. We're talking about how Denver, L.A. Clippers are already. So what does that bode for LeBron and AD in the future to tie into what we were talking about earlier? Because to go back to what we were saying, I don't think the issue – the Lakers were in trouble. They definitely need, as I alluded to when I said everything earlier, Lakers have their own issues. But I was more impressed by what Phoenix did as opposed to saying, oh, Lakers are trash. Like, Phoenix was the number 2 seed in the NBA and looked like it. So my point is, with all of these new up-and-comers, who is the new king of the West? Because we also got to remember Klay Thompson is going to be back, and so will Golden State. A lot's going to happen with Portland and Dame Lillard. But who do y'all think the next new team is going to be coming out of the West in the next few years?
Let's answer that on the other side of the break. Let's answer that on the other side of the break. Against the break. Let's get that on the other side of the break. Give y'all time to think about that for a second, and then we'll come back and answer.
Let me answer that question on the side of the break. I did not know. I did not know Aaron Rodgers was the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
What? Really?
Wow.
Is he? I didn't know either. If that's the case, I had no idea.
I just looked up the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, I did a Google search, the Milwaukee Bucks, just to, you know, refresh myself on their roster. And it said owner, Aaron Rodgers. And I said, that can't be the same Aaron Rodgers. And I clicked on it, and his face came up.
What?
Like, I...
What? All right, so the question on the other side of the break is, who's the next up-and-coming West Coast team, Western Conference team, outside of the Lakers? We'll talk about that on the other side, as well as getting into some football. We got to talk about football, since you brought up Aaron Rodgers there, past the fight. Keep it locked right here, Off Topic Sports, Big Bull Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded, and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Just let me put the tip in. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Big Boo, Big Boo Radio. I'm chilling with my girl, Nayana Renee. What's going on, Nayana?
Hey, Woo.
Nayana just dropped a website, NayanaRenee.com. And if you don't mind, Nayana, can you tell us more about your website so we can get nasty with Nayana Renee?
You so crazy. My pleasure.
NayanaRenee.com. You ever read a book that will have you thinking, making you climax, or maybe even wanting to check yourself where you're in the right place? Because that's exactly what you get from all three of my poetry books at NayanaRenee.com. I have Poetic Diary, Ambiguous Love. Yeah, that's one of them love things, but not your typical. Then we're going over to Poetic Goddess, Blind Silence, although the blind was literally coming from a place of abuse. And then we have your Poetic Box, Permanence Arousal. Mm-hmm. Yes, Permanence Arousal. Because each poem in that book guaranteed to make you want to drop them draws. So you can get all three of my books or one of your favorites at NayanaRenee.com. That's NayanaRenee.com.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Did y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Please listen to.
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Now
What's good? It's your girl Venomous, and you are rocking with Big Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program, Off Topic Sports, Big Woo Radio. Thanks everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com, and everybody's downloaded the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. And all of our search folks that search us out on your podcast app on your iPhone, we appreciate that so much. And we love it when you follow us on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. And of course, of all of our individual social medias as well. We got some funny stuff going on for y'all. We got some informative stuff happening. It's cool. It's very, very cool. Again, Wine 49, that's the place to go. If you enjoy wine, but you just don't know which wine goes with which food. Or, you know, how people be like, yeah, give me a glass of wine because I'm eating this and I'm eating that. I be like, man, I wonder what goes good with chicken. What goes good with some oxtails, you know. Well, my cousin Sissy, that's her name for me. I mean, that's my name for her. We called her Sissy growing up, but Thalia Holmes will definitely show you how to prepare your palate for certain wines to go with certain foods. Give her a call or look her up on Facebook. I don't have a number right here in front of me, but Facebook is Wine 49 Launch, Wine 49, the number 49, and you'll be able to contact her. That way you can do a virtual taste testing. Or she can fly to your city. She'll come to your city if you got enough people, or your city, and do an in-person wine tasting with food and different things. It's just incredible. She was here over the holiday and did a virtual one and did one here at the house, and it was just very informative and very delicious. So Wine 49. I think that's it. I think that's all I got right now. That's all we got. All right, so we've been talking about the NBA playoffs and the Lakers. We left with a question on the table, and that is, who is the next, what team in the Western Conference is the next one to reign supreme over nearly everyone? Let's start with you, Big Les. Who you think is the next Western Conference team to dominate? Because it looks like on the East Coast, it's going to be Brooklyn. Brooklyn look like they might be the ones to dominate the East Coast. What do you think on the West?
Well, I like Phoenix, but the only question mark would be there is Chris Paul is also in his 30s.
Yeah.
And how long can he play at a high level? But his impact is truly needed with the Phoenix Suns for them to play well. So if they could find something or someone to replace that impact and keep adding pieces to the puzzle, I think they'll be good. Utah, you know, my biggest fear is, though, when a lot of those guys become free agents, who wants to live in Utah?
Right. You know, when you can go to LA or somewhere.
Carl Malone, you have to, right. Yeah, you have to be a special kind of guy to want to live in Utah. So that could factor. So, I mean, you still got Denver. Yeah, I remember Murray is out, and Denver's still playing. I don't think Dame Lillard's going to stay in Portland. I think he's going to leave, man. There's talk about the Miami Heat, the New York Knicks. I don't see why he would go to the Knicks because, one, the Knicks don't have anything. I mean, they play well, and yes, but the Knicks need a lot of pieces. They don't have anybody that can score the ball. So they need that, and a lot of people don't really want to play for Thibodeau. He's a special kind of guy. So I would say Phoenix or Utah, my thing would be just Chris Paul. You know, where would Chris Paul really, you know, factor in? That could be, you know, that could be a good changing point for them as well.
Right on. JT, what do you think? Who's in the next big West Coast phenomenal team?
For me, man, I think it's between Denver and Phoenix. Both of them have, you know, momentum. It seems like the role players understand when they need to step up and how, you know, and contribute in order to get the team victory. Both have strong chemistry, and that's what it's going to take to come out of the West and compete for a championship. So so between those two, I would say Denver has the most team chemistry in my view, and should come out of the Western Conference.
All right, hey, Pastor.
Real quickly, I forgot to say Memphis. That's the dark horse to look at. Memphis. Yeah, Memphis is the dark horse.
Okay. Pastor Fight, what are your thoughts? Who's the next one?
I think that this question has to be answered based off of how the free agency market will play off. Your top two free agents have a player option at the end of the season. Kawhi Leonard has a player option. I think it's somewhere around $30-some-odd million. And then you have Chris Paul with a player option that's somewhere around like $42 million. So when you begin to look at what these two players do on two still playoff and championship contending rosters, that can, I mean, Kawhi left Toronto after a championship. So there's no guarantee he'll stay with the Clippers. You know, he might get convinced by LeBron to just change colors but stay in L.A., you know, and that's the player option that he could potentially pick up if the Lakers can work out the contract and the money and may help restructure that. And they may, you know, LeBron might be able to do that to get a Kawhi younger leg and a proven championship to do it, even if they do end up winning the championship. So to count out L.A. to say that there's going to be a next team is all going to be contingent on the free agency market. So I agree with what has already been said, but a lot can change when you deal with free agency, because even if Dallas is on the rise, Tim Hardaway Jr. is a free agent. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at Utah's on the rise, Mark Conley is a free agent this year. So you're looking at teams that are on the rise, but the free agency market can potentially lure some of their either bench players that are major contributors or some of their starters who are major contributors to be lured to a bigger market team who says, hey, look, we know you're good. You just brought this team from obscurity into now a top seeded team in the playoffs. Come on over here and do the same thing, and you got a bigger market, and you get to play with LeBron, you get to play with Kawhi, you get to play, you know, obviously these names are okay. Well, yeah, I don't have to do as much now. So that's I guess that's me not answering the question.
Kind of answering the question. I don't know why. I'm going to make this the last thing on the NBA before we get into other stuff. We got Coach Em Up with Big Les. We got JT's Over and Under. But nobody thinking Dame Lillard should go to L.A.? Because if you got Dame Lillard, it might be costly to get him. I mean, you might lose a lot of bench players, a lot of role players, but I think you can get enough good role players if you got Dame Lillard, LeBron James, and AD. Now, if AD get hurt, you got Dame Lillard. I mean, I think you need that other superstar for LA to have no problems once either LeBron or AD get hurt. I think you don't miss a beat if one of those guys get hurt and you got Dame Lillard. You know what I'm saying? Is that just too far fetched? Is that just too much of a super team at that point for people to, you know, wrap their heads around? Or am I just being wishful thinking for my man LeBron to get him another ring? What is going on, Donnie? Am I asking for too much?
You may be asking for too much, but if that were to come together, that would be exactly what the Lakers need. Those three, and you can build around that. And what that allows you to do is Dame Lillard is more than capable of playing a Kyrie type of role. You allow the ball to come out of LeBron James' hand, allow him to not have to take all the clutch shots all the time.
Right.
And, you know, just another scorer to, you know, give LeBron a break. And when LeBron has that is when he is actually at his best scoring, when he doesn't feel like he has to facilitate to everybody to get everything going, as well as still find time to throw in his 25 points a game. And then, of course, and from L.A.'s perspective, that gives you something to build around post-LeBron. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like,
whether it's in 3-4 years. But I don't, like you alluded to, I don't know how much that's going to cost you. And Dame's desire. Dame, as we found out, is very competitive. And I think he's at the stage of his career where he realizes, I cannot do this on my own. But I definitely know he has that dog mentality where he does like being the guy. So Is he willing to come to L.A. and blend with other guys? I think so at this point. It's just a matter of can them finances work out. But that would be devastating for the NBA if it does.
If it does work out?
That's two more chips right there. No ifs, ands, or buts about Brooklyn don't stand a chance. Their big three would officially be better than Brooklyn's big three. Yeah. And Giannis, Joel Embiid, and all of them, I'm sorry, y'all going to have to grab a couple of more superstars somewhere else. Maybe y'all can team up and form one. But y'all's teams won't be able to beat that squad.
Yeah, it would be a very tough hill to climb to beat the Lakers if Dame Dollar was to go over there. But all right, that's that. 704-489-3316 if you want to get in. We got about 15 more minutes left. And I wanted to talk about a little NFL before we got into Coach 'Em Up and Over and Under real quick. The Julio Jones, when y'all put that out there in the chat, I was like, wow, Julio Jones to the Titans. That would be crazy because they already got a dope receiver in A.J. Brown. If Julio goes there, now Julio is another guy who's prone to be hurt. You know, he's been hurt, and I don't know if he's just been hurt or if he just didn't want to play in Atlanta anymore. I think the past couple of years he's had some ailments. Let's start with you, JT, on this one. Julio Jones to the Titans. Can we just go ahead and just chalk it up to the Titans now? I mean, what's going on with that? What do you think about that look for the Titans?
The deal is pretty much done. That Falcons got a second rounder and a fourth rounder, second rounder in 2022 and a fourth rounder in 2023, and that the Titans will get Julio in the sixth rounder in 2023 and also take on the $15.3 million salary. The Falcons will pick up their dead money, the $7.75 million on the books. My thing is, man, it makes the Titans one piece better and adds to the offensive firepower. And it's a great look for them as far as, now they need to, do something on the defensive side of the ball to make their difference on the defense so they can, stop teams. You can score all day long, but you can't stop anybody. You're still in the same hole. So, at the end of the day, it's a great move to get a star player in, but now he's got to stay healthy and he's got to develop chemistry with the team. But to me, it's a great look for the Titans and gives them another leverage in trying to be competitive.
Yeah. So what does that do to your Steelers there, Big Les? I mean, how do you feel about them competing against Julio Jones and AJ Brown on that side of the conference?
It makes them better. I mean, they got our linebacker. Get out of Kentucky. I can't think of his name at the moment, but yeah, they signed him. And he came up and their defense to a whole nother level, so they look good. It's all now is back on Tannehill. What can he do? Can he carry him? But shoot, they got two receivers, they got a running back that makes a linebacker look like child's play.
Right.
He's running all over everybody, man. On paper they look great.
Yeah, with that running back, they better do something quick because running backs, that lifespan on the running back in that position is not very long. And I think he's already been in the league, 4 or 5 years already? So they better get what they can out of him once they get Julio in the next 2 years. They're going to have to win something or they're going to have to start looking for another running back. I don't know how durable he's going to be after another year of the pounding that they've put on him or the pounding that he's been getting in the past 2 years. Pastor Fight, do you think this trade or this deal with Julio to the Titans is probably going to be the biggest one of the summer? Or do you expect any other big deals or trades to go down in the NFL this year?
I think at this point, this probably is the blockbuster trade. Obviously, with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay is very, a lot of people are keeping their eye on that to see what ends up happening. Obviously, he wants to trade, but the team doesn't want to do anything and not talking to anybody. So, you know, this gives us to talk about in the NFL now that the Cowboys have signed everything that they want. And, you know, there's nothing else that's going to be happening move-wise with big-name players. There may be some defensive linemen and some things that happen here and there, but nothing to this caliber of attention in media. I just want to go back real quick and talk about his impact on the Tennessee Titans. What people got to understand is Tennessee Titans were the third-rated team in the NFL last year during the regular season for yards per game. They had the third highest yards per game behind the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. And so their problem was not offense. Their problem was defense. They were near the bottom. They gave up almost 400 yards a game on the defensive side of the ball. So even if Julio gets hurt, they already have a roster that can move the ball up and down the field. They just can't stop anybody from moving the ball up and down the field. And with their draft picks, they are hoping with their draft picks, they'll be able to stop somebody and be in the ball games to have a better season this year.
That's what's up. All right, we're running out of time. Let's coach him up with Big Les. Let's get ready. Let's coach him up. Big Les, what you got for him? Coach him up.
I just want to throw out, man, people, if you have friends, man, value your friends, value the people that's around you. Don't take them for granted just because you think you can, because y'all been tight for such a long time, man. Because, you know, the people that have taken care of you, you know, they need some taking care of also. And I don't mean so much financially, but if nothing else, just to do right by them. You know, it's amazing how like, we'll mistreat other people, but then if someone mistreats that person you mistreated, you go off and want to defend and fight them. But you're just as wrong as the person that mistreated your friend. So I hope that wasn't confusing. So basically, what I'm trying to say, man, appreciate the people that's in your life, people that do things for you, man, because they don't have to do it for you. They do it because they care about you. They do it because they love you. And deep within themselves, they feel like it's the right thing to do to help their fellow man. So let's not take advantage of we love, take advantage of people, period, man. And let's try to, you know, definitely respect people as we go along through this road called life.
Absolutely. That was Coach Him Up. Big Les setting people straight. You better listen, man. You better listen. It's brought to you by Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte. Come through. I'll hook you up with a little something. Just tell them Big Woo sent you for that discount. You know what I mean? All right, so JT, you got an over and under for us? We got like 8 minutes left.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold tight.
Is it over? Is it under? It's time for JT's Over Under. Over Under. Over Under.
All right, what you got, JT? Over and under.
All right, man. We off topic today, so I'm going to give you a little something different today. I want y'all on the panel to tell me a role that you remember that now the late Clarence Williams III, known for Mod Squad, known for Purple Rain. I want you to give me a role that you remember Clarence Williams III for playing, that you would distinguish him for that role. And as he's departed this life and moved on to glory, Clarence Williams III, what role do you remember him from the many movies that he was in?
I want to go first on that. He always going to be old boy from Tales from the Hood to me with that old weird scene he played.
Man, he took mine, bro.
Oh, yo, when I think of him, that's the first movie I think of, is that character in Tales from the Hood. He had a good role in Hoodlum, too. I do remember him in that. I liked him in that. But, my favorite is Tales from the Hood. That's the first thing I thought of when you asked about it.
All right. Pastor Fight, so, go ahead. You go ahead and come with Noah.
Nah, man. He took mine, man. I was saying Tales from the Hood from the jump, man.
And then I tell you another one he did
No. He goes, he might steal my thunder, man. Nah, you don't get no more.
Go ahead, Les. Big Les. Go ahead, Big Les.
Hey, man, I'm an old school cat, always have been.
my man, Link Hayes, my squad, man. That's where I had the afro, the sunglasses. And also, I don't know if you've ever seen this episode, but he played this cat named, I think, Elegra on Miami Vice. And, man, he was a stone-cold character, man. This dude, the character he played was so real, man. It was almost scary. Miami Vice, he checked that role out, man. He killed himself. Everybody thought he was dead, and he came. Those were the two roles that I really...
Oh, okay.
That stands out in my head. Good.
All right, Pastor Fight, you got another one? Did you come over somewhere?
Nah, I don't have another one. I don't know too many more roles that he played.
I know one more from his role in I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Remember when he? I just watched that the other day. Remember he was the pro black dude that had the two white kids. Yeah. Y'all don't remember that?
Yeah. I don't even remember him and I'm Gonna Get You Sucked.
I remember
like that.
I remember that. The one that comes to mind, I don't know, I can't remember the movie, but it was a scene where he died, and it was just and he was just so, I don't know, stoic, and his eyes, he was crying, but he didn't blink not one time. I can't remember what movie that was in the scene, but there's always a scene that stood out for me with him, and I think he was on heroin or something, and
been Sugar Hill.
Yeah, I think it was Sugar Hill. Yeah, he was the dad.
Sugar Hill.
Yeah, that was Sugar Hill.
Oh, yeah. Man, that thing was, I don't know, it was just something about that scene with him, man. It was like, wow, that was pretty moving. That was a good one, man. Man, that was really good. Man, rest in peace, man. Clarence Williams III. That was one of the great ones, man. That's one of the best to ever do it. For real. All right, man, that's Off Topic Sports. We're going to get some shout-outs. We got about 4 minutes. Big Les, go and give you shout-outs, bro.
Man, I want to give a shout-out to my man JT up in Pennsylvania, man. I also want to give a shout-out to, I don't know, she may be listening. I'm going to give a shout-out to Ms. Kennedy in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to give a shout-out, a different type of shout-out to Kwame Brown. And the reason I want to give him some love today is because, man, this dude has really seemed to do a lot for the youth in his community. And he's trying to get a lot of people on board. And since this Stephen A. Smith thing has really got him a lot of publicity, man, he's really got a lot of people on board in trying to help him with the youth programs that he has started in his community. And he's really trying to take it coast to coast. So anybody trying to do that, man, I definitely want to give a shout out to them, man. And I want to give a shout out to the crew. I never give a shout out to the crew, but JT, Pastor, and Donnie, and Big Woo, man, the work and dedication y'all put in this, man, to make it flow, man, and the intelligence that you guys bring to the table, man. It's a great joy, man, and how we all get along and make this thing work, man. I appreciate y'all.
Word up, man. Same to you. Finger snaps and hand claps to you, brother. All right, JT, you got any shout-outs?
I'm thinking the same way, man. In honor of Love Thy Brother Day, I'm sitting in a group of brothers that make this worthwhile, man. So shout-out to y'all for what y'all bring to the table and just being able to put something together when we do this show, man. It's epic every time out. It's a blessing within itself. And I want to say shout out to the bookies tonight that's going to get rich off of this circus coming up at 8 o'clock. Somebody's going to become a millionaire tonight, you know, just off of the, you know, buffoonery of what they're turning boxing into. I hope one day the boxing turns back to the prominence of what I remember when I was coming up and not just some sideshow and just some circus to make a quick dollar off of.
Absolutely. Pastor Fight, you got any shout outs?
Man, shout out to y'all fellas, man. Thank y'all for allowing me to tag along when I can. And, you know, Mondays at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, I'll be on the L and Company radio show AOCHI.com. And I look forward to the riveting conversation we have every week, every Monday.
All right. AOCHI.com. Donnie, any shout outs, bro?
Yeah, you know how I am. Normally, I just shout out y'all, but since everybody else done that today, I'm gonna do a little something different. I'm gonna shout out all the haters, man. Yeah. All them people that, you know, don't say a word about Steph Curry not making the playoffs, but then give LeBron James a hard time with his sorry team losing to the number two seed. You know, all them people that would have been on playoff P's back today if the LA Clippers would have lost and blamed him for everything. Like, but don't say nothing when, you know, he helps out and averages 25 and 10 during the series and leads you over a good Dallas Mavericks team. So all them there haters that keep their mouth closed and pick and choose when they want to hate on somebody and who they want to hate on. Mm-hmm. Just keep it across the board, my brother. You know, hate everybody equally is what I'm saying. You know, give that same failure to Giannis if he gets blown out of the playoffs. It's only going to be one team to win it. I want y'all to give everybody a harder time as y'all gave LBJ on his way out of the door. That's all I'm asking.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. If you're going to hate, hate everybody.
Everybody.
No, keep it. Keep it even all the way across the board. Absolutely, man. I just want to shout out everybody that's listening, tuned in, and follow us on all of our social media. We appreciate the love. And definitely shout out to the ladies and a couple of the fellas, especially some guy named Jay that came out to Water Bean Coffee to check out Niana Renee's one mic stand last night. It was epic. It was unbelievable. It was quite the experience. When y'all see the video, you know what I'm talking about. It was quite the experience. My little dude that was working for me last night, young cat, he was quite taken aback by the experience that he had last night working and being able to witness Niana Renee in action. So shout out to everybody that that participated and was a part of that event last night. It was definitely great. And to you guys, man, love you guys like brothers. And we will one day do this show in the same room together. I promise you that's in the works as well, for us to do something live and in person. Finally, since COVID is gone and we got us a venue to do it when we want to do it, that's what's going to happen. So appreciate you guys for making the show what it is, your intelligent insight. And all I do is ask questions. Y'all give me great answers and great information. If it wasn't for y'all, I probably wouldn't know nothing about sports at all. I promise you that. So on behalf of my man, Big Les, Adonis Donnie Martin, Pastor Fight, James JT Thompson, and all the Big Woo Radio family and all the Big Woo Radio listeners, this is Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out. Love 2.0. Hey.
The most incredible feeling and emotion at an all-time high. If it's a dream, don't wake me up. To feel it is to know it. When you deeply in it, striving for forever and always, infinity will be the cherry on top. Before God, saying those vows and dedicating our lives to be together as one, always, through thick and thin, sickness and health, the great, the understanding, the unexpected, the obstacles. No matter what, I promise to love you always. Love incredibly and passionately. Love always. Poet JT.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.